You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. I said what I said in the open, that bit about American consumers, because holy cow, are we carrying a disproportionate load in this economy right now. The September report on retail sales came out this morning, up 0.7% from August, which itself was up 0.9% from July. And we are buying everything. Clothing, home goods, we're going out to bars and restaurants. But I've got some questions, which I will pose to Neela Richardson. She is the chief economist at ADP. Also, Jordan Holman. She covers retail at Bloomberg. Hey, you too.
Hi, Kai. Hey, Kai.
So, Neela, let me ask you this. These retail sales numbers are in dollar amounts, right? So inflation, rising prices is a factor in there. But can one safely infer that American consumers aren't too worried about the inflation numbers that we got this week and higher prices?
I think you can. Consumers are spending. The economy has come roaring back in almost a fast and furious way. It's been helped by a lot of government spending along the way. Mm-hmm. Consumers are in really good shape in terms of the macro level. Household balance sheets are strong. But inflation is the thing in the background. So as much as consumers did well in September in terms of their spending, prices may continue to take a bite out of incomes, which signals a lower retail spending going forward.
Jordan, what do you think? Lower retail spending going forward? How worried are the people you talk to in retail about that?
Yeah, it's really an interesting dynamic because coming forward, like thinking about this month, all the retailers are trying to encourage shoppers to start buying holiday items right now. Mm-hmm. But they are up against inflation. And so far, we haven't seen consumers be too shaken by the higher prices. And so it's a delicate balance. But when you look at sentiment and how concerned they are about future outlook, that's giving us a better picture about what it might look like in terms of people actually opening their wallets.
Well, keep going with that. What does consumer sentiment tell us about what consumers might do?
Yeah, consumer sentiment, it's the lowest, second lowest since 2011. Right. And so it's interesting, like retail sales give us a picture of what happened in the past. Like that is what consumers bought in September, and sentiment gives us a view of the future. And right now, people are concerned about inflation. So even though it hasn't stopped them from buying things now, who's to say that as we get deeper into the season and retailers are not pushing promotions like they have in the past, that people won't just, right, you know, stop spending.
Right. So, Neela, let me riff on that, looking backward, looking forward thing as it applies to the supply chain. We have had port backlogs and supply chain backlogs in this economy for, I don't know, 6, 8, 9 months now. Biden administration this week said, hey, look, we're going to get the Port of Los Angeles to work 24/7. Is that going to be enough?
Well, you really have two moving tides here. You have supply chain bottlenecks caused by the pandemic, mm-hmm, but you also have ongoing labor shortages. And that has been persistent. In fact, the amount of churn in the labor market right now, the number of people quitting their jobs, going to other jobs, yeah, the number of clients, customers, businesses reporting the fact that they just can't find qualified workers. It's not just the fact that there's a supply chain issue. It is made worse by the fact that there's a labor issue and we're not seeing workers take jobs in the places they're needed most. You know, we need people to unload the goods, mm-hmm, at the ports. We need people to drive them around in truck drivers. We need people to take them from the warehouse and stock shelves. Right now, there's even a shortage of things to put, containers to put supply, mm-hmm, in, goods in, to transport it back and forth. So we're low on everything.
I will tell you, I was down at the Port of Long Beach today at a container depot, and there were trucks moving all over the place, but those trucks can only carry one container at a time. So I hear what you're saying. But Neela, let me ask you this, and it's a little bit sideways, but on the labor issue, since I've got you on the phone, labor, it seems, is having a moment right now with the John Deere strike and the potential Hollywood strike, and the Kellogg folks have been on strike now for a week, 10 days. This, it seems to me, is a I'll be curious to see what you think of this, a workers' economy right now.
Right. It's hard to call it a workers' economy with 5 million people still sidelined by the pandemic. But I see where you're going with this because things have changed. Yeah. Workers have reassessed. And even as we're seeing still some jobs recovery to go, there's a record number of job openings. In fact, at ADP, when we survey our clients, we said that hiring, finding qualified workers is the number one challenge facing small businesses. So even in the midst of this ongoing jobs recovery, businesses can't find workers. And that puts a lot of leverage to the workers themselves who have seen some reassessment on what they value, whether they actually want to go back to service jobs in close contact with people or whether they'd rather work virtually. And that's going to be, it's not just about wages, it's about workplace conditions as well.
Right. The great resignation is a thing. Jordan, let me get back to the supply chain for a minute. One of the things that the Biden administration said in its announcement about getting the Port of L.A. to work 24/7 was that it's going to have its retail partners sort of do their bit, right? Walmart was in there. I think Target might have been. It does take all the gears working together. Neela was talking about truckers and people to unload. It's not just like they can run the port 24/7 and solve this.
Right. It was really interesting to watch the White House basically plea companies and competitors to come together to solve this. Home Depot was also in that. They promised to shift 10% of its containers to off hours. But that's just one issue. Like, that's been the whole story with the supply chain. You try to fix one thing, you have to think about another. Right. All of these issues are compounding on top of one another. And going back to Neela's point about labor, especially for retailers, they'll put out big numbers like, we need to hire 10,000 seasonal workers. But can that, you know, actually be possible? Which would be a really rough situation since demand is expected to be so high going into this holiday season.
Yeah, and Neela, go ahead. If I can pick up on Jordan's point, there's been a reassessment for workers and businesses, but also consumers. The way we buy and what we buy has changed. And there's been a massive shift for consumers away from services towards goods, which only amplifies the shortages because now you have a supply bottleneck matched with high consumer demand in the midst of this global recovery. So will consumers start buying services again, or will they stick with stuff? That's the question.
That is the question of many about this economy right now. Neela Richardson, chief economist at ADP. Jordan Holman, she's at Bloomberg. Thanks, you two. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.